This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, we're in the middle of the week at this point. What have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets?
Well, the biggest thing is a government shutdown, which means no information, although we did have export inspection yesterday and they were very good. With no information, that's kind of a negative for the markets because the exports were a big plus for the markets. And we got no flash sales every day, no export sales on Thursday, no WASDE report last week. So hopefully the government gets their act together and we start getting that information again. Because without that, we're kind of flying blind. The next big thing is the Trump's posting on his social website every day. Lately now, he's threatening China with more tariffs so they don't buy our beans. It's going back and forth, but on the other hand, a moment later, he says he still looks forward to meeting with President Xi at the end of this month. So who's to say? I think we need to deal with China. I think he knows that. He's going to have to subsidize the farmers if he doesn't do a deal. So one way or the other, he's got to get something going, and I think it'll happen. The market seems to have tired of all the negative news. Maybe it's kind of in the market that maybe a trade deal won't happen. And it's certainly cheap enough, and it's been bounced around enough. It's not new news.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
At the close, December corn up 3 3/4 at 416 3/4. November soybeans went unchanged at 10.06 1/2. December soybean meal up $1.60 at $2.75.90. Soybean oil up 23 cents at $50.80. On the Merck, October live cattle up 35 cents at $2.42.17. October feeders down 45 cents at $3.79.72. December lean hogs up 45 cents at $83.60. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.